One of the purposes of a chamber of commerce in a city or a town, of course, is to promote business in that town and tourism. And we see that in Spokane kind of brilliantly through Bloom's Day and also events like Hoop Fest that bring a lot of people here and promote our city. There's a town in Ohio that has a kind of a unique name, and because of that they've capitalized on it, I guess. The town's name is Twinsburg, Ohio. And so someone came up with the idea many years ago of having an annual gathering for all, and inviting all the twins of the nation to go to there for this annual gathering. So fraternal twins, identical twins, and their families come together and enjoy a weekend together. If you know any twins, you know that there's a certain solidarity between them in terms of their behavior and their mannerisms, their attitudes, and their personalities. They have many things in common. Our gospel this morning for the second Sunday of Easter focuses on a twin. The Apostle Thomas is featured. After the resurrection, he's doubtful, he's afraid, he's questioning. And he has this need to probe the nail prints of Jesus in order to have faith. In the listing of the apostles, the gospel tells us the name Thomas means twin, which means that Thomas, the apostle, would qualify if they had an event for twins in the ancient world. However, it's interesting to note that the gospel doesn't tell us the name of Thomas's twin. He indicates that he is a twin. The gospel indicates that he is a twin, but doesn't tell us who that other person is. And I think it's probably providential and part of God's plan, because it allows believers like you and me to step into the role of being the twin of Thomas the Apostle. And I say that because there are at least two very striking ways that we can be in solidarity with Thomas. The first has to do with doubt and despair. We know that Thomas was filled with a sense of despair. He had witnessed the death of Jesus. He thought this movement was coming to a violent and quick end, and was filled with doubt. And you know as well as I do that all of us experience at one time or another, perhaps even today, a certain sense of doubt in our lives. And sometimes a doubt that, if kind of left unchecked, slips into a sense of despair. Sometimes there are dull, nagging doubts about the future. Parents who worry about their kids, worry about the welfare of their kids, and will they be okay? Will they stay close to the church? Will they be safe? Will they make right moral choices? Sometimes even our own kids can have nagging doubts, serious doubts and questions about, oh, things like that teenagers worry about, you know, their looks, academic ability, athletic ability. Sometimes doubt can touch our lives because of a broken relationship with a longtime friend or a member of our family. And sometimes we can even doubt God and give into despair when faced with something like a serious illness or the death of a loved one. In times like this, we, as the twin of Thomas, we can want a sign. God, just give me something to let me know that everything's going to be okay. Some concrete sign. We want to probe the nail prints in his hands or stick our fingers into the hole in his side. And in those moments, we are like Thomas, his twin. But more importantly, we can be the twin of Thomas when we experience the joy and tranquility which comes from the assurance of faith and God's love for us. And again, that happened to St. Thomas when he did have the privilege of having the risen Lord appear before him, washing away all of that doubt and despair and anxiety. And he says, "My Lord and my God." He realized, probably with a little bit of, maybe even with a little bit of shame, that he didn't need to doubt that Jesus would take care of him. His despair was misplaced as he stands there in the presence of our risen Lord and Savior. That confession of Thomas, "My Lord and my God," can give us an idea of what to do in times of our own doubt and despair. Not to walk away from God, not to walk away from the church, not to absent ourselves from participating in the sacramental life of the church, but to intensify our confession, to come to Jesus in all of our weakness and doubts and say, "My Lord and my God." If you have children, if you have grandchildren, teach them that when the priest raises the host at Mass, tell them to look at the host and pray in their heart that confession of Thomas, "My Lord and my God." In my life as a priest, all of the years of my priesthood, I've done that at Mass. "My Lord and my God." Especially if I'm struggling with something or facing some opportunity for doubt or discouragement or anxiety, there's a certain sense of peace that comes with holding God and saying, "My Lord and my God." Simply put, when we struggle, we are called to do what Thomas did, to come to Jesus. And what did it bring for St. Thomas? It brought him peace and tranquility. And it was that peace and tranquility with his encounter of Jesus that inspired him not just to hang out, but to go out and on mission. The legend is, or the tradition is, that Thomas went to India and converted that area of the world. As the twin of Thomas, we might ask ourselves, how is my experience inspiring me to serve other people? In another 4 months, the national gathering of twins will take place in Ohio. And again, you and I may not have an identical or fraternal twin and therefore not qualified to attend, but we would qualify if we could get some kind of spiritual credit for our apostolic twin, St. Thomas. As we live our lives of faith, let us be in solidarity with him, such that any doubt or despair we may encounter may always lead us to a deeper trust and a greater faith as we cry out, "My Lord and my God."